From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging the Security Council to take action to stop the bloodshed in Libya. Council members are expected to take up a draft resolution today. And as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Ban says even Libya's ambassador is now issuing pleas for help.
The Security Council should consider a wide range of actions, from targeted sanctions to an arms embargo, Ban says. And he adds those responsible for, quote, brutally shedding the blood of innocents must be punished.
We must be mindful of the urgency of the moment. In these circumstances, the loss of time means more loss of lives.
The Secretary General warns of food shortages and says there's a growing refugee crisis, with some 22,000 people fleeing to Tunisia and another 15,000 to Egypt. Many have told UN staff, he says, that their journey was terrifying. The Secretary General urged countries to keep their borders open. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is urging Congress to find common ground on how to slash federal spending and spare the country from a government shutdown.
Next week, Congress will focus on a short-term budget. For the sake of our people and our economy, we cannot allow gridlock to prevail. Both Democratic and Republican leaders in the House and Senate have said they believe it's important to keep the government running while we work together on a plan to reduce our long-term deficit.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his weekly address. The fight over federal spending is coming to a head. Congress must agree on a new spending plan, or at least a stopgap measure, by the end of next week, or face a government shutdown. In the Republican message, newly elected Senator Rob Portman of Ohio said the goal is not a government shutdown, but sensible reductions. He's urging Congress to make tough choices. More protests expected today in Madison, Wisconsin, where demonstrations over collective bargaining rights for public employees began earlier this month. The fight is sparking protests in other states. In New Jersey, union workers flooded the streets of the state capitol yesterday in a show of support for public employees in Wisconsin. Here's NPR's Joel Rose in Trenton.
Workers from across New Jersey gathered in front of the state house to hear dozens of speakers, including AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka.
Right now. Isn't that right, Jersey?
The rally was billed as a show of solidarity for union workers in Wisconsin who are fighting against Governor Scott Walker's plan to limit collective bargaining rights. But the demonstrators here also had a message for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He wants public employees to contribute more to their pension and health plans. New Jersey's unions say Christie should stop making them the scapegoat for the state's problems. Joel Rose, NPR News, Trenton.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Another American detained in Pakistan has been ordered held for 14 days while police investigate alleged visa violations. A security official says the American detained in northwest Pakistan is a contractor who worked on U.S.-funded projects. A CIA contractor is in custody for shooting and killing two Pakistanis. He claims the men were trying to rob him. The U.S. says he has diplomatic immunity. The opposition appears poised to lead Ireland's next government. Counting has begun in Ireland's general election, and NPR's Philip Reeves reports the ruling party could be heading for a record-breaking defeat.
Ireland's politicians are paying a price for the economic disaster that's befallen their nation. An exit poll for Ireland's broadcaster RTE shows the party that led the outgoing government, Fianna Fáil, is heading for by far the worst result in its history. The survey gives it just over 15% of support from an electorate who's seen their country's banks go bust, a surge in emigration, and a massive, humiliating bailout from the EU and IMF. The poll indicates the centre-right Fine Gael party is well ahead, with just over 36% of first-preference votes, though not enough to secure an outright majority. Counting's expected to continue through the weekend. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
Space Shuttle Discovery is getting closer to its last visit to the International Space Station. The shuttle is expected to arrive this afternoon. Astronauts will spend at least a week there unloading a compartment full of supplies and the first humanoid robot to fly in space. This is Discovery's final voyage, Endeavour, and then Atlantis. Each have one more mission before the shuttle fleet is retired. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.